Self-control is not a popular subject to talk about, but that's what we're going to talk about today. Hi, I'm Celeste, your spiritual fitness coach. Now, it's not hard to find examples in our communities and even our own lives of places where we're losing the battle with self-control. If you've ever supersized an order or binge-watched a TV show, you know what I'm talking about. It reminds me of the Apostle Paul in Romans 7:19-20, when he said, "For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing." Ugh, it's so frustrating. We say over and over that we're not going to do something, and then bam, we do it anyways. Why does this keep happening? Well, Paul continues in verse 20, "Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me." You see, sin is what causes us to do the stuff we know we shouldn't do. And why shouldn't we do them? Because it's not God's plan for our lives. He has a plan for a joyful, abundant life in Him. But experiencing that life will often require us to say no to some of the excessive and wrongful pleasures life offers. And that requires us to have self-control. So what are we to do? In another letter, Paul tells us to walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For they are in conflict with each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So what does this passage mean? Well, the desires of the Spirit and the flesh is the same tug of war that Paul was talking about earlier. The battle between the things we know we should and shouldn't do and the things we fall into in spite of knowing right from wrong. But if we want to walk in a way that's pleasing to God, we'll let the Spirit lead us. So what are some ways we can cultivate a Spirit-led life of self-control? How can we seize the life that God had planned for us? Start by prioritizing time with the Lord through the Bible and prayer so that you become familiar with His voice. Also, target a specific area of your life where your self-control may be lacking. Do you need to diet more, exercise, spend less time on social media? We all could. Use these areas and practice self-control. Finally, write out some affirmations to remind you who God is and who He says you are. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you submit to His will so that your flesh decreases and God's presence increases in and through you. Now go win today with self-control.